AI News by Conjero.
Today, we track six key AI stories, led by a striking stat. Workplace AI use in the UK jumped to 73% in a year. But the real productivity dividend, it seems, will go to the teams that can productize, not just experiment.
That UK jump is huge, but the friction is scaling. Lots of experimenters exist. Fewer teams can move models into reliable product surfaces. Product and platform teams are the bottleneck. Shipping, observability, and integrations matter more than prototypes.
On spending, Ramp and Revelio Labs found something important. The companies spending the most on AI are also hiring faster. That complicates the AI kills jobs headline. Deployment intensity is generating roles, not just displacing them.
And those hires aren't just researchers. We're seeing growth in MLOps, platform engineers, product managers who understand inference costs and SLAs, people who turn models into durable features and workflows.
Base 44's Base 1 move is a concrete example. They're shifting from frontier model APIs to owning parts of the stack. Their bet is that model ownership unlocks lower latency, tighter cost control, and better governance for vibe coding products.
But ownership brings trade-offs: ops burden, engineering velocity pressure, and capitalized model maintenance. Still, for companies that need tight control over UX and cost, owning models can be a decisive advantage.
Google opened Gemini's Nano Banana-powered personalized image generation to eligible U.S. users at no cost, widening access but also making account data part of the personalization product. More reach, more data entanglement.
That raises questions about consent and monetization. Making account signals central to the experience increases personalization value and potential lock-in, but also invites regulatory scrutiny and opt-in friction.
Claude hitting Azure's Foundry on NVIDIA GB300 Blackwell Ultra GPUs turns agentic AI into an infrastructure story. Enterprises now have a production-grade path to build autonomous agents natively in Azure.
Which means vendors, GPU choices, and integration patterns become strategic. Latency, security, and data residency decisions will shape who can safely run autonomous workflows at scale.
Reportedly, Amazon is distilling Anthropic models into smaller internal variants as a cost hedge ahead of token-based pricing. If true, it's an attempt to keep performance while lowering inference spend. Platform implications follow.
That could reduce dependence on external pricing and change negotiating dynamics with model providers. But if distillation sacrifices quality, customers may push back. There's also the risk of souring partner relationships.
Across these items, a theme emerges: control. Teams want control of models, data, cloud, and talent so they can move from experiments to reliable product outcomes. Control, not novelty, is the competitive lever now.
And control isn't free. It requires investment in monitoring, model lineage, access controls, cost telemetry, and compliance tooling. Expect demand for platform investments and people who can run production AI responsibly.
The immediate upside is clear. Product teams that stitch models into UX, instrumentation, and billing capture real productivity gains. Think workflow automation and domain-specific agents that actually reduce cycle time.
So practical moves: prioritize end-to-end metrics, run small production pilots, form dedicated product plus platform squads, and treat model spend as a first-class budget line. That's how experiments become repeatable value.
Synthesis: the market is shifting from model novelty to operational mastery. Winners will be those who convert access to models into repeatable, measurable product outcomes through engineering and governance.
That's our roundup for today. Keep an eye on hiring patterns, where model ownership lands, and how infra deals shape deployment. Catch you next time.
AI News by Conjero.